brought to you by Puffin.
Little Bad Man and the Rise of the Punjabi Zombies, written and read by me, Hamza Arshad and Henry White. Chapter 1. Car Trouble. Let me get straight to the point, yeah? Big school was not what I was expecting. I figured it was just going to be like, you know, a big school. Sort of like my old school, but, well, bigger. Bigger kids, bigger buildings, bigger everything. But believe me, that ain't the half of it. I had no idea on that first day, as my dad drove me up to the gates, that I was about to begin one of the craziest years of my life. If you thought things got weird for me last year, just wait till you hear what happens next. Seriously, I can barely believe it, and it's my life. I'm Hamza, by the way, aka Little Bad Man, the greatest hero, rapper, samosa eater, Eggington's ever known. That's my hometown, by the way. It's 99% boring and 1% alien invasion, spy organizations, and radioactive mutations. I swear, though, 1% is more than enough for me. Any more than that and I'll probably be dead already, or moving to Australia. Oh, and in case you're not up to date with my recent adventures, let me just break it down for you with a little recap rap. Because frankly, I've been neglecting my lyrical genius lately. I don't want to get rusty now, do I? After all, I'm still planning on making my billions the Kanye way. So sit tight while I spit a few rhymes. Yeah. When aliens attacked, I saved my whole school. Got hired as a spy because I'm so damn cool. Then I got framed by some unknown clown. My dad found out and I got sent down.
You need discipline,
yelled my dad. He can't think straight when he gets too mad.
I have come up with a perfect plan. I'll send you to summer school in Pakistan.
Luckily for me, Uma got punished too. Off to Pakistan for the bad man crew. Little did we know it was our first mission. Hunt down a guy causing bare suspicion. Mad scientist turned summer school tutor. Dude named Malik with a brain like a computer. Gadgets in his lab were a straight up mystery. Took the wrong one and got blasted into history. Turns out time travel ain't much fun. Stuck in the past and we're still on the run. Need to get home and sound the alarm before Mr. Malik does serious harm. Needless to say, we outwitted the fool. Thought he was smart, so we took him to school. Now he's in handcuffs and we're still free. And that's how life's been for Umar and me. If I had a mic right now, I'd drop it and the crowd would go wild. But of course, my dad won't buy me a mic because he's tighter than a submarine's door. I swear, you've never met a man so cheap. He can get 6 cups of tea out of a single tea bag. When he's done using a plaster, he peels it off and puts it back in the box for later. I once saw him trying to sell a copy of the big issue he'd found on the bus to a homeless guy. And because he's so tight, it means that we own the worst car in the world. Maybe even the universe. I swear, our car is rank. It looks like the kind of thing detectives might tow out of a swamp. The only way it could be any dirtier would be to write dirty words on it. Which, of course, people quite often do. Usually my best friend Umar. Stupid Umar. All of which is why I didn't want my dad dropping me off at the front gate that morning. Other kids might see in it. I didn't want to be known as the kid whose dad drove a skip on wheels. Back at primary school, I'd spent years building my street cred, working on my rep. I was king around there. But here, at this new school, I was a nobody. And now, thanks to my dad, I was about to become the biggest joke in the place. Which is where my story begins, sitting beside Britain's most unhinged parent in a car made of garbage heading to my new school. What could go wrong? Please, Abuji, I begged as we drove towards the gates. Just drop me here, or better still, 6 blocks away. I'll walk in by myself.
Absolutely not, yelled my dad. I am making certain, with my own eyes, that you go through those gates.
Where else am I gonna go? There's nothing to do around here. I don't even have a bike to escape on.
Nonsense! I buy you top quality bicycle.
That ain't a bike. That's a tricycle. I've had it since I was 3.
Very good tricycle. Made in Pakistan.
Oh, man. If something's made in Pakistan, that's it. As far as my dad's concerned, it's amazing. Seriously, it could be on fire. And my dad would still swear blind it was the best sofa/carpet/...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?